Welcome to the Magic and Mindfulness Podcast. You're joining me, Amy Maxwell, on my journey of understanding the world of light magic in order to cultivate mindful living. I'm so excited for you to join me on this path of discovery. Hi everyone, hope you're all well and have enjoyed listening to season two. So I thought to share some of my thoughts and ways I've felt personally, having had the time now to reflect on what we've learned from the guests through this season and what I've started to feel after recording all of the episodes. So first of all, I just want to be real with you. I mean, I think I always am, but recording this solo episode, I felt so much resistance towards recording this, and it's something I've been putting off and putting off. And then today I was just met with this voice when I was out on my bike that said, Amy, just freaking record the damn episode and get out of your own way. And it's interesting because when I started this podcast, my intention behind it was to learn, to grow, because I felt like there was this gap and space for discovery in the spiritual world. And because when I had my own spiritual awakening, I felt that there was this lacking, this like vulnerability was lacking, this openness to learn and grow as a community. And of course, there's other amazing podcasters out there. They're all shining their own light in their own unique way. But usually, and what I found personally, is there's these guides or space holders that have maybe been a little further along in their journey. And I wanted to really take you on a journey of discovery from like the ground up, really, with me. And sometimes I feel like I've got that really right, and other times I feel like I could have done better. So recording this solo episode feels a little like working with my shadow self, because I've had this feeling of like, well, will people want to listen to me? Why would they want to listen to me, you know? And all those thoughts are popping into my head all the time, which feels really fitting why I'm just getting on with the episode and recording it today. Because overall, over the last season, I feel like the theme has been one of diving into the shadows and depths of myself. So throughout this whole process, it's obviously been really exciting and, you know, really inspiring to interview all these amazing guests that we've had on season two. But actually from behind the scenes, and maybe you could kind of feel into this throughout the season, but I feel like it's been maybe underneath the surface quite heavy, and definitely within my own personal life, there's been some things that I've needed to shift and work through, kind of like in season one. I think, you know, we're always working and shifting through things, but particularly in the season, I felt like there was this much deeper underlayer that I needed to work through and confront within myself. So I find myself having reflected on the last year of creating this podcast, like season one was pure escapism and fascination for the subject of magic and how we could become full mindfulness through magical practices. And I kind of relate this to the tarot, like the Page of Swords. So I felt like when I started off this podcast, I was like a giddy kid, not knowing where it was going at all, but just fascinated on my own mission to learn and discover and maybe get some things wrong along the way, which I definitely have. But now with season two having just passed, I'm feeling quite emotional actually that it's finished, because I feel like the shift that I feel within myself just in the last year is so hard to explain in terms of not only my physical self. I feel like I'm getting much older, having turned 30, and I can see that within my face and some of the wrinkles that are creaking in. But also just in the metaphysical side of, yeah, how I'm feeling right now. So I feel like it's been pure integration this season, coming into and stepping into my own personal potential and finding that room and space to really move into soul growth. And what I'm realizing is that this hasn't been easy throughout the season. And I feel like the more I work within the space, my journey actually of growth gets even more challenging. And I'm finding that I need more and more time to become introverted, more time for my own space and reflection, which will allow me to keep my cup full to help service others through this podcast, but also through other avenues that I'm exploring. So feeling, if we're relating this back to the tarot, kind of like the Knight of Cups, that's the stage I felt with the second season. So very charged, still focused on my purpose, but also flowing with what's coming through and being really in touch with my emotions and that responsibility of what I'm putting into this world in terms of what I'm communicating through the podcast. So this brings me onto my personal journey and reflection a little bit deeper. So most of you probably remember at the beginning of this series of season two, I was in the process of leaving my full-time job and recording the episode with Christine Fredheim. Very shortly after this episode, it felt like for some reason my intuition had been fully unblocked, and every day I was held with so much resistance and discomfort showing up to work. And to be honest, my intuition was just quite literally screaming at me at this point to get the fuck out. So I did. And it was really, you know, hard. I was really battling with my mind and my heart. But I'm really happy to tell you that it's one of the best decisions I've ever made. Now having, you know, been out on the other side for, I think, about 6 months or so. And it's just interesting to observe that since this connection with my intuition and trusting it on this huge leap of faith, I'm really learning to notice the signals within my own body and my own knowing of how this feels when I'm getting a sign that I need to pay attention to. And since having left my job, I've gone freelance, still in the marketing world, but it just allows me more time and space to work on the things I love to do and to be able to support myself. And I've had so many of you reaching out to me saying you're also moving through similar discomfort in your own life. And of course, I can't give you the answer of what to do, but I think when you've been listening to your intuition and that deep inner knowing, even if others might think you're crazy, it will work out. So I also believe that throughout this season, that deep inner knowing has helped me to focus on less of the physical and tangible realms of magic, but also more on the sensations and trust that we often miss out on because we're so busy and trying to get to this end result. So I'm learning to trust the process, and I'm definitely not a master of this, but just to slow down and pay attention, listen to the signs, and become comfortable in asking for signs and answers throughout your day to day. And I felt like the last 6 months of recording season two has been confronting in terms of working within my own shadows, which is why I particularly loved reading Giselle's book and talking to her on this season as well. And I truly believe that this work, this shadow work that I've been working through, and I know that a lot of you have been, is transformational stuff. And if you're manifesting from a place of not having cleared out your own shadows and continuing to clear out your own shadows, how the hell are you gonna truly step into your full light and potential? The answer is, to be honest, you can't. So it's interesting that this is coming up because I wasn't planning to air this so publicly until a little bit later, until I'm maybe a little bit more down the line. But so I'm just caveating that this might change in the future. And I'm learning to not beat myself up if things change or if I let myself down, because we're all only human after all. But since the end of 2021, when I was diving into a lot of that shadow work, I started to realize themes of how much alcohol has played such a big role within a lot of my downward spirals that have been happening throughout the last year. And the person I saw myself as before was no longer aligning with this new version of myself that I want to feel and become. And I find that, as I discussed this as well with Jewel in one of our episodes, that the more and more I find alignment within myself, the more that alcohol just doesn't have a place for me. And there was also this instance within the summer of 2021, and to be honest, throughout the whole summer of last year, where I just felt like alcohol was becoming really detrimental towards my mental health in such a huge way that I just can't ignore that anymore. I don't want to bypass that stuff anymore. And so anyway, I've become, sounds weird to say it out loud actually, because it's, you know, definitely not a podcast about sobriety, but you know, just to be honest, I've been sober now, since the new year, of 2022. And, it's amazing how much space it's created in my head, the effect it's having on my ability to be more fully present in the moment. And I'm just excited to see where this sense of clarity, where it will bring me into the new year. And, you know, by no means am I trying to preach or convert anyone to stop drinking. You know, as always, this is just my personal reflections. And that's definitely not what I'm trying to do here, is to be preachy. But I guess I just wanted to be, you know, just sharing how I'm moving through all of this. And in some way, I think I'm trying to rewrite my own narrative and social constructs that I've built around drinking and why that's there in the first place. So for me, it's definitely been the case that I was numbing pain and deeper issues that I needed to deal with. So having decided to cut it out completely, I've been, yeah, basically able to deal straight and head on with my issues with a clearer brain and less fog. And, you know, it's still not easy to be working through some of the stuff that I feel needs to shift within myself, but it has been helping me to create more lightness in my life, which is ultimately what we all want to feel, right? Just more lightness and expansion and happiness. Whew, all right, well, that was a little bit intense. But yeah, that's how I felt after all this recording, is that intensity, all of the emotions. But I can safely and happily say that now, stepping into a more grounded and clear space, having been working through a lot over the last year or two, as I know we all have, let's be honest, been working through all our own shit. So I'm starting to feel more of this now. Expansion and excitement that I felt when I started recording, which is why I wanted to end this season with Nicole from House of Form Lab. So she spoke to me about magic spells, and it just gave me that reminder of, oh my God, magic is fun, and it's a way for us to connect to ourselves, but also something so much greater, and to get out of our own funk, get out of our own headspace, get out of our own freaking way, and just find that light again through all the darkness that we've been sometimes, or if not always, to be honest, in the last few years in particular, carrying. So I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the House of Form ladies, both Kat and Nicole, who are on this season. They've been such a support system for me on my journey throughout the season. They've shared their knowledge on crystals with the episode with Kat, and magic spells with Nicole. But just having that sense of presence and mentorship, even if it's been indirectly at times, it's just made me feel so supported and welcome in this space. And I really, truly believe that spirituality and magic should be for absolutely everyone. And it's the reason why I want to keep showing up in this space. And even though I have held that resistance for recording these solo episodes, I know that deep down, it's so important for me to share what I'm sharing with you all, because I'm not putting myself on any platform or kind of pedestal at all. I'm just showing up as me. I'm sharing my journey with all of these different healing modalities that I'm finding and discovering, which is, if you're new to it all, can sometimes feel a bit intimidating. And I'm here to tell you that it's not intimidating. It's really amazing to work with the tarot, you know, to like check in and find out an answer if you're feeling lost, or use a pendulum to get a direct yes or no answer, or, you know, show up on your yoga mat to get out of your head, even if it's just for a moment, to find a few breaths of presence. Because at the end of the day, we're here showing up every day in this physical body, that we've all been given, and it's our choice every single day how we choose to connect. And I really hope that in the future of this podcast, yes, before you ask, the answer is we are working on season 3, but we really want to create even more ways to find connection with each other, to learn, to grow, and to make mistakes and to develop together. And I finished up my sound healing course, so I'm sharing my magic mainly through sound practices right now, but also learning more about crystal magic, Reiki, the tarot, learning to channel, and all sorts of things. So I also want to step out of my own way and share all of my knowledge and understanding in the future with you absolutely lovely lot. So I believe we're truly always on a journey throughout this lifetime. So by sharing some of my magic with you as well, I hope it will help us to feel more connected and less alone. I by no means feel like I'm a teacher, but more of a student of life, and learning to find my voice within the space is something I hope to be able to navigate more and share with you more as well. So my friends, this has felt like my process of escapism towards more integration, and I'd love to know what you enjoyed from this season, what you'd like to see more of. So please do feel free to DM me on Instagram, and it would mean a lot to me and the Magic and Mindfulness crew if you could follow and subscribe to this podcast, maybe tell a friend who you think might like to connect with us, and yeah, just follow us on social and spread the word. A massive thank you to the lovely witchy ladies at House of Form Lab for their beautiful partnership this season, your trust and support. Thank you to the amazing guests from season 2. I mean, how awesome was the lineup this season, right? And thank you to George Lasbury, my podcast co-producer, Emily Lasbury, who's been making our social pages look absolutely gorgeous with her artwork and animations. And yes, I'm working with 2 Lasburys. They're brother and sister and an absolute creative dream team to work with. So thank you to you two. I couldn't be doing this without you. And a final thank you to you beautiful people for tuning in to connect to your own magic with this community of modern mystics. I really, truly love you all, and I can't wait to see you for even more magic to help find mindful connections within this crazy world we live in. So stay well, and I'll see you soon. Keep shining your freaking light. Thank you for listening to the Magic and Mindfulness podcast. The podcast designed for the modern mystic and spiritually curious. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to follow us on Instagram to stay connected. And before we close, I'd just like to end with a very special thank you to my co-producer, George Lasbury. Stay well and see you soon.